Hi, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Asia Matthews, an executive board member of the Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter and a 12th grader at Elizabeth Seton High School. My career goal is to become a radio, TV, and film producer. As a reporter for the Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter, I want to welcome you to our first podcast show of 2022. As we always say, let's keep it moving on the podcast.
Hi, everyone. My name is Holland Hubert, a Patriots alum who attended Oxon Hill High School, but I am now a freshman at Spelman, a liberal arts college in Atlanta, Georgia, where I am majoring in biology. I am one of the Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter reporters for the Patriots Internet TV show, where I do research and interview people from the federal government, IT organization, and college and university presidents.
Hey, Holland, it's good to have you back on the podcast team this year. We've missed you while you've been away at Spelman. Just think, you are now an official Patriots alum.
Yes, we are so happy to see you. Going off to college is super exciting. Tell us about your new journey and introduction to college life.
It's good to be back. I miss being with you and the Patriots team so much. To answer your question, college has been amazing so far. It definitely took some adjusting to, since it's nothing like high school, but I wouldn't change my decision for the world. College gives you a ton of freedom and presents you with a lot of opportunities. Take advantage of them. It's important to remember how to manage your time well and how to stay on top of your work. I've made a ton of friends so far and made even more memories. I'm so excited for what next semester holds for me.
Wow, I can't wait till my experience next year. Well, actually, it's going to be this year. Hi, everyone. My name is Kendall Howell, and I'm also a 12th grader at Eleanor Roosevelt High School. I aspire to be a fashion designer and entrepreneur. So we are the Patriots National Society of Black Engineers, the Nesby Junior Chapter. Our mission is to build a roadmap from 5th to 12th grade students to STEM careers. We host over 15 workshops / competitions and programs such as aerospace, biomedical, cybersecurity, shipbuilding, video gaming with esports, solar system, and a STEM summer camp. Please check us out on our website. That is www.patriots-ttc.org. I will repeat the website to make sure that everyone gets this information. It's www.patriots-ttc.org. You can even give us a call at 301-925-9350.
Thank you, Kendall and Holland. Today, we are going to kick off the new year and bring to you information on our upcoming events in 2022. Okay, let's begin. All of our aerospace and aviation future pilots and crew, get ready because we have a fantastic event planned. On March 23rd, 2022, the Patriots, in partnership with Joint Base Andrews, will host our 4th Aerospace and Aviation Summit. It's flight time, and you can join us to see how many planes you can land. There will be an aerospace industry guest speakers, and not only that, students will be involved in an interactive presentation where they will learn about the careers in the aerospace industry, such as pilots and air traffic controllers. This will be followed by a game of Airport Madness 3D, an air traffic controller simulation. Students will compete to see who can land the most aircraft in 15 minutes. To conclude, a Kahoot game show will be played. And the Kahoot prizes are: first place winner receives a $100 gift card, second place winner $50 gift card, and third place winner $25 gift card.
Wow, Asia, that sounds really, really exciting. Now I have something to share with you for the future scientist. It is an out of this world event. Yes, we will be hosting the virtual solar system competition on April 16th, 2022. Participants must be 5th through 12th grade students. This competition will encourage middle and high school students to learn about and consider in space technology. I told you it would be an out of this world event. Students will research Mars to determine if it is suitable for human exploration. The research requires that each team turns in a 2-page paper, a flyer on their research to demonstrate their teamwork, and the completion of the computer challenges, a real computer programming challenge in real time, Rover Craft Racing. The winning teams will win first place a $100 gift card, second place a $50 gift card, third place winner will get a $25 gift card.
Gee, Asia and Kendall, your events sound amazing. I have an awesome competition for 5th to 12th grade students as well. I now want to ask the audience, is there a doctor in the house? If so, we have something for you. We have the Patriots Biomedical Competition. Every year, the Patriots team have a competition based on the medical industry. This year, the topic will be on the effects of the coronavirus and effective protective measures. The Biomedical Dinner Competition will be held at the Crown Plaza in Greenbelt, Maryland. The competition allows the participants, middle and high school students, the opportunity to heighten their knowledge of the impact of the coronavirus to their families and the community. Teams of 4 students will be required to present a 3-page research paper on the effects of the coronavirus and effective protective measures, produce a poster board display of their findings, develop a website and a brochure, and provide an oral presentation before a panel of medical professionals. The winners of the team will be presented with the following prizes. First place winners will receive a $100 gift card, second place winners will receive a $50 gift card, and third place winners will receive a $25 gift card.
Wow, we have a lot of fantastic competitions coming up. Not one, but 3 great competition events. Be sure to get your teams together, register, and prepare for the competitions. Your team could be the grand prize winners.
We have other exciting events coming up as well. Holland, would you please introduce our guest, Justin Graves? He is our esports guru, and I am sure that the esports gamers would like to hear from Justin and the esports program.
Sure, Kendall. I am delighted to introduce Justin. Justin Graves is the co-founder and lead game developer of Jack Elite Game Studios, LLC, an independent video game development company. He is currently an undergraduate student at the University of Maryland, earning a degree in immersive media design. Justin has worked with the Patriots team for 3 years now, and now serves as a STEM instructor and director of the Patriots eSports program. Today, Justin will tell you all about the upcoming eSports event.
Thank you so much, Helen. First off, it's great to see all of you as you start off in the year. I've also started my college journey at the University of Maryland College Park, once again pursuing an undergraduate degree in immersive media design. However, I am also back to continue working with the eSports League. So to all the gamers out there, be sure to get ready because we definitely have something in store for you. Back on December 4th, 2021, we actually had our first esports tournament at Prince George's Community College. On every third Saturday, such as January 15th, February 19th, and March 19th, we're actually going to have the Patriots Esports League Industry Insider Workshops, where you'll get the industry insights on careers to fuel your passions, getting paid for school, and meeting professional league players and hearing about their career journey. Afterwards, a Kahoot game show or a special project will be held for your chance to win prizes. And don't worry if you missed out on the fun in December. If you miss any of the fun at the first esports tournament, you can actually join us on the first Saturday in February. That's February 5th, 2022, for our second esports tournament at 1441 McCormick Drive, Suite 1020, located in Largo, Maryland. Once again, that's 1441 McCormick Drive, Suite 1020, based in Largo, Maryland. Students can compete in one of 4 different tournaments: NBA 2K21, Madden NFL 21, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and the hit PC game Valorant. And don't worry, if you don't want to compete in the tournaments, you can be a spectator for the tournaments and join the Sim Carnival, consisting of about 15 to 20 sim exhibits to promote different sim industries. Here are the current rates in order to actually enter and be a part of the event. It's $10 for all Patriots and Nesby Junior members to get in, and it is $20 for non-members. All those who sign up will receive lunch, t-shirts, and a chance to win prizes such as cash gift cards.
Well, we want to thank our audience and our guest speaker, Justin Graves, for bringing such awesome information on the Esports Tournament League. And most importantly, we have to thank our producer for making this happen, Elite Conversations Podcast Services and Knowledge Academy.
Yes, and if you would like to hear this podcast or share it with your friends, please check out the Patriots Nesby Jr. website, www.patriots-ttc.org. Please send us an email at podcasts@patriots-ttc.org and let us know what you think about our show. Happy New Year and have a great evening, everyone.